This morning, rather than have an actual sermon, we will be giving a sermon and a lesson through a play. Now, the play that we will be doing for you this morning is unlike any other nativity pageant play. Normally, you're accustomed to the play beginning where Mary and Joseph are coming in on the camel or the donkey, whatever people choose to utilize for their transportation. They get to the nativity scene, they have the baby, and the pageant is over. This morning, we're going to bring you the backstory. We're going to bring you those people that you very seldom hear about, but they were so important. It's almost like they were marginalized then, and then they get marginalized again. We're bringing you teenage pregnancy. A woman who is barren, but is given the gift of a child. We're giving you lowly shepherds. They were considered the dreads in the area because they were always out in the fields and they could seldom get in to clean themselves and take care of things. They were considered the worst of the worst. So we say to you today that God used all of those people that were being ostracized and marginalized. So for those of you today who believe that you are ostracized and marginalized by society, I'm here to tell you today in this play, we'll show you that God uses those very people to bring about great things. So don't let them sit you down. Don't let them push you away, because there's a place for you. Pick up your call and answer that call. Don't feel like you can't do it because, hey, I'm not supposed to do it because I'm this or I'm that. You are supposed to do it. You are the one that God chose to do just that. Sit back. We're going to bring to you one of the greatest stories that have ever been written. We bring to you the star of the show, Jesus the Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man named sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light.
Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us,
just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us.
It seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah.
And he had a wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years.
Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of God to burn incense.
And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense.
And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him,
Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, but he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn away many of the children of Israel to the Lord God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, and to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared.
How shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife's advanced in years.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place. And because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time.
And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them. And they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying,
"Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked upon me, that he take away my reproach among people."
And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be.
And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
"How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
"Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, at the sound of your greeting, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord."
"My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things in me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever."
And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him
Zechariah
after his father, but his mother answered,
"No, he shall be called John."
And they said to her,
"None of your relatives is called by his name."
And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered.
And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke, blessing God.
And fear came on all the neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying,
"What then will this child be?"
For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying,
"Blessed be the God, Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of the servant David, as he spoke by mouth of his holy prophets of from old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days. And you, child, you will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us on from high, whereby to give us light to hope those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace."
And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put his wife to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying,
"Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
"Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us."
And when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David,
to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Because there was no room in the inn for them.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
And they were filled with great fear.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. There will be for all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And there will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all men.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Christ is born!
Christ is born! Christ is born!
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told to them.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying,
where is he who's been born king of the Jews? For we saw a star and have come to worship him.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him,
in Bethlehem of Judea,
for so it is written by the prophet.
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people Israel.
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I too may come and worship him.
After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him.
Then offering their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for the country in another way.
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord.
Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord.
A pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother,
Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And the sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher.
She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God. I've seen the Christ child. I've seen the Christ child.
And to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
Rise and take the child and his mother to Egypt. And remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.
And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod.
This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
Out of Egypt I called my son.
Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he ascertained from the wise men.
Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah.
A voice was heard from Ramah, weeping in loud lamentations. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more.
But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying,
Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead.
And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Who were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.